Welcome to the HSR&D Veteran Voices podcast series. In this episode, Query Dissemination Coordinator Diane Hanks speaks with career Air Force veteran Becca Keller about her experiences volunteering in VA research.
I'm an Air Force veteran. I spent 26 years in the Air Force, so I did retire. I was in from 1988 to 2014. I've had probably a little more than nine years of overseas time.
When you retired or when you left the service, how did you find out about VA? Because I've been hearing that it's difficult for some veterans to even be aware that there are VA healthcare options out there, especially for women, I think.
I've heard the same thing, and perhaps it depends on your service, perhaps it depends on the area that you're retiring or separating out of. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, my last duty assignment was Fort Meade, Maryland, and they had an extremely robust transition program.
And that's great.
They had at least half of a day devoted specifically to veteran benefits from the VA with VA speakers. Mm-hmm. So I was well aware of kind of what needed to be done. That doesn't make the process any less cumbersome or maybe smoother to get through. You still have to do all of the paperwork hurdles and file and everything, but at least I was certainly aware of what was there for me. And then I can't say enough about the Minneapolis VA Women's Clinic. They reached out and asked if I wanted to be a member of the Women's Clinic there.
Wow.
And they've been, you know, super supportive and very responsive to all of my medical needs.
So you felt welcome immediately on the VA campus.
I did, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved in VA research?
I happened to be up at the VA in Minneapolis for an appointment.
Yeah.
And saw a flyer on their research board asking for volunteers to support a research project that was just being started.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that'd be kind of interesting.
It said
3 to 4 interviews or attendance projects a year for just a couple hours each time. And I thought, well, that would be very interesting. So I called them up and volunteered, and they had a vetting process. So just because I volunteered didn't mean I was going to be accepted. But ultimately I was, and I've found it a very rewarding experience.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. And have you participated after that, or are you still participating in that study?
Still participating.
So it's a longitudinal study.
It's a five-year project, as I understand it, 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going on. We're maybe a year and a half into it. So.
Wow. Is it an HSR&D study? Or
It is. The primary researcher is Diana Burgess. It's called LAMP, Learning to Apply Mindfulness to Pain. It's been just a wonderful experience to be able to participate in that.
But I'm just curious because I've written about the LAMP study, and it's part of our query program. Have you found that mindfulness has been helpful to you in particular to deal with chronic pain? I'm assuming that you're not part of it. I don't know if there's a control cohort and an intervention cohort. And I'm not sure which one you're part of.
So interestingly, there are control and intervention, but as the advisors, we are not part
you're
of
not
the
part
groups.
Of the...
We're purely advising the researchers.
Oh,
now, that,
interesting.
That isn't to say that we don't have chronic pain. So it's been interesting to be able to use all of the tools as they're in development at the same time that we're kind of advising the researchers on, you know, this really isn't hitting the point home for veterans, or your language here isn't as crisp or as strong as it should be, or this method or methodology doesn't resonate with a veteran, and allowing them to make those changes that would hopefully pull in and provide more impact. More of the veterans.
So how many people are on this advisory panel? How many veterans are on it? Do you know?
You know, I think there's less than a dozen.
Less than a
couple
a dozen.
Of them are not from the Minnesota area, so they'll dial in, and then the rest of us are more local. I'm probably the farthest away. I've got about an hour and 15-minute drive to get to the VA.
Yeah.
But most people are kind of central right there in the Twin Cities area.
Wow. Do you think you would do this again after this project?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it's so rewarding, not only to understand all of this research that's going on behind the scenes to support mm-hmm. us as veterans,
yeah.
to be able to have an opportunity to help guide that as well,
right,
to make
right.
it more meaningful for my family.
And more
veterans.
Successful.
And more successful, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
great. been wonderful experience.
Have you been able to, or is there a chance for you to recruit other veterans to become advocates for research?
That hasn't come up. You know, I've really been singly focused on the
right.
one LAMP study. I haven't really had insight into the other stuff that's going on either in Minneapolis or nationally until
right.
I came here. And
but you're so enthusiastic.
Oh,
I think you'd be a great
yeah.
A great person to go out there and kind of help recruit.
I'd be happy to do it if
yeah.
somebody needs the assistance,
yeah.
certainly.
I wish there was a, or I hope that sometime in the future, there's an opportunity for people like you to speak to Congress and let them know about how you feel about the research that's taking place and how beneficial it is, and
how
and especially when
is,
you see
yeah.
Results of the study that you're in now,
mm-hmm.
and once you see the intervention, you know, and what the findings are and how it's helping people, and
right.
and how you as a veteran and people like you help to get to that point.
Absolutely.
And I think that would be so important for people who fund the VA to understand that. How important veterans are to research and how important the research is.
Yeah, you don't really realize it
no.
when you're at such a micro level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't, I think, truly understand the impact that I mm-hmm. was having or could have in my individual LAMP study. I mean,
right.
certainly I answered the questions and went to the meetings and provided
right.
my feedback and input, but it's being able to see that much broader picture
right.
where I fully internalized the value mm-hmm. of what I was providing.
Right, right. And it is. I mean, every study that's done, even if it only affects one person, is worth all the time and effort because you're changing a life.
Absolutely.
You're making a life easier and you're giving back to people who put everything on the line for us.
Increasing participation
yeah.
and function and the
yeah.
the ability to
live your life.
What's nice is Minnesota doesn't have any true large active duty bases, and so this is an
yeah.
opportunity for me to be able to rub elbows with, you know, my fellow
yeah.
veterans and be able to continue giving back without being in an environment that is deeply steeped in the military culture, because Minnesota is not without
right.
that large active duty base or even retirement base. So
yeah, that's a
so this
point.
Is a way for me to stay involved.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be a way for a lot of people, I think, to stay involved
Absolutely.
And stay connected.
You bet.
So hopefully this podcast maybe reaches some veterans who will think about what you're doing, and it does give a lot of meaning and purpose, I think, to your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding podcast are concerned with the scope of recently concluded or ongoing VA HSR&D funded research and do not necessarily reflect current or to be implemented VA policy. To learn more about this research, visit the VA HSR&D website at www.hsrd.research.va.gov.